end up Tavtezayin and Aleph. The Gemara says now, Vilu al Sveikoi, maybe Yerushim Toli Katoni. The Brice here does not say you have to bring a Yerushim Toli in this Gabi Mil at all. So Khurumani, who does this Brice go like? He learned before, said it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, then listening now, Misaitha via Sveikoi, maybe Yerushim Toli. If he goes by a suffix, whether you're over Nisim Mila or not, if you have a no from a Korbin, you have to bring a Yerushim Toli. This Nan, we learned on Gemara later. Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv al Sufik Mila Yerushim Toli. In case a person has a suffix in doubt whether he had a no from Egdish or not, he has to bring a Yerushim Toli. So how come this Brisa doesn't bring it down? So it must be the Brisa is not Rabbi Kiva, it allowed Rabbi Yeshua. This Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. And still, the Katani is still in this Brisa that Pehei Halomis, maybe he chatois. When he ate these five different pieces of nisam, if he remembered each time in between, then he's chayef he chatois. Mashenkin, if there's one forgetting, he didn't remember in between, even though it's from five different behemoths, he's only chayef one chatis. If so, shmamina kibli minei, it's a proof that Rabbi Yeshua accepted the answer, the question of Rabbi Kiva, and he can't bring a proof for Mila. Only by Mila you chayiv five different hashamis. Because Mila is a chumra that just being mitzi without eating it you chayiv. Or you can eat a little bit now, a little bit later. Mashenkin by Nursa doesn't have those chumras by Nursa. We don't say you chayiv five, you only chayiv one. So who we see Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Kiva's question. So Mora says no, maybe there's no proof. Elul Mora says, Abba, just the opposite maybe. Me the Sefer, what does the Sefer this Brice to say? The Sefer this Brice says like this, me the Sefer the Ktoni, me heis vachim, if somebody ate noisa from five different kabonis, a filu belamachas, even though it's in all one forgetting, chayiv a kolachas viachas, he's chayiv in each one a separate chatis. A kolachas viachas. So the Sefer's mashma, that according to Yeshua, by noisa you are chayiv five chatois. And so, Shemamini, you have a proof in the Sefer, that like Kiblim and Rabbi Yeshua did not accept the question from Rabbi Yeshua, from Rabbi Kiva. So Mori's question, Ve'elamai, what do you have to answer then? Is the Lameima Tanoi, the Chur, it's a steer with them in Rabbi Yeshua. The Reish is Mashma, Rabbi Yeshua did accept it. And the Seif is Mashma, Rabbi Yeshua did not accept the answer of Rabbi Kiva. So you have to look at the Chur, it's a Tanoim then. The Katana, the Kibla, the first Tana, this Bryce Olds, Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, if you eat five Kazaisim, from five different behemoths of Noisa, the Helamachas Yoni Chayiv one, and Vika Tanoi the second, the Sefer holds no, the Lake Kibla. If Yeshua argues on Rabbi Kiva and holds no, that just like by Mila, if Yenene from Hegdish Yechayiv five Chatois, who would then also by Noisa if you eat from five different behemoths, the Helamachas Yechayiv five. So that's before you have to answer the Brisa, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, did Rabbi Yeshua agree to Rabbi Kiva or not? So once it is so, once you have to say some machlokas tanoim anyway, maybe say like this, Fidul Tanoim Rabbi Kivi, maybe there's no proof altogether. Maybe really Rabbi Yeshua, like it says in our Mishnah, does not agree to Rabbi Kiva's question. Rabbi Yeshua holds, just like by Mila Yechayim 5, by Noisar also, Sinti 8, a Kazayis from 5 different behemoths, Yechayim 5 Katois, even though it's Belamechet. I watch on this bright that says Yoni Chayim 1, I'll tell you Rabbi Kiva, this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Ah, Yadakash, according to Rabbi Kiva, why doesn't the Brisa bring down Yechayiv and Oshram Toli min HaSofik Mila? The Teretz, I'll tell you, Vahai Tana, the Tana, this Brisa, Sovu LaKavose B'Chodo, the Tana, this Brisa, and the Reisha, holds like Rabbi Kiva in one point, that if you eat from five behemoths, Noisa, Yoni Chayiv one Chatis. But upon the Galeb B'Chodo, in one prat, in one point, he argues on Rabbi Kiva. That means several kavosim b'halama. He argues on Rabbi Kiva that he ate it all in one forgetting, even though some five different behemoths excise of noisa from each one of them, yoni chayiv one chatis. But the polygalev mila, this Tana argues on Rabbi Kiva in Hilchas Mila, and he holds what that if you have a suffix where you're over nisa mila, you do not have to bring an Ashram Toli. Ashram Toli was not said by Mila. So therefore you have no raya what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Could Rabbi Yeshua really holds, like he says in the Mishnah, that there's no difference between Mila and Noiser. And this price it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says, Heichi domi hei milis, what's the case for Yechayiv hei milis? Or Mashmua kyosha shashinin, like learn like this. Or else some say the kyosha should be Heichi domi hei tamchuyim. What does it mean to say before we had from one korban, if you eat five different dishes, from the korban, you chayiv five milas, five ashram milas. What's the case of five different dishes? What's the mean? Hey tam chuyim. The gift should be hey tam chuyim. So much more kosher should like not like this. Chamisha dvorim boila by korban oila. Somebody burns it bachutz. You have to burn a kizayis to be chayiv. Now you can mitzarf in five things on mitzarf. You burn a little bit of each one of these five things, and together you burn a kizayis yichayiv. What are these five things? Haboso, take a little bit of the meat of the korban of an oilam, the achel, a little bit of the fat, the hayayin, the nesachim that's brought with the korban oilam. If you burn all some of the yayin bachutz, the soil, the flour, the shemen. So kids, what it means to say, hey, tamchuyi means different parts of the animal. So in the case we take a little bit meat and a little bit fat at different parts, that's called heitam chuyim. So if you have one behemoth here, that you had five, the hanor, five different parts of it, that's why you chayim five different ashramilas. That's called heitam chuyim. Five different parts of the animal. Chispi yamanel kagoyin shokol meheye vorim. Doesn't have to be different parts, at least a different limb. Yed a piece of meat from a leg, from the arm, from the breast. As long as the different limbs of the animal, that's also called heitam chuyim. Rosh Lakish shama afilu taima bi'evach, even with one limb. Mishkachas la bekata, if you have it by the shoulders. By the shoulders, there are five parts of the shoulders. Rashi says, ha'parso v'etzem atachta and adakuva, and in the shoulder itself is divided in five different parts there. So that's also called heitam chuyim. If you ate a little bit of kizayis from each one of those parts, by famila, you're over five ashamas. So Rashi learns means that you have five different pieces of meat, but it's cooked up in five different types of pots. Rashi says, one you use this spice, one you use betzolim, onions, one you use kruv, one you use glass, pumpkins, lettuce. Kids, you cooked it up with five different types of spices, so each piece of meat tastes differently. That's also called heitam chuyim. And Yab Yechon Tamim, the same piece of meat, but five different times, and each time the meat was cooked and made differently. Rashman's hate tamim means one was roasted slee, one was cooked, one was pickled, one was cooked a lot, and one was pot roasted. So that's called also hate tam chuyim. So the kids in the Mishnah, that's what the Yeshua means to say. Well, everybody holds like that. If you have one carbon, and before Zeriku, it's no head to have an off from it. If you have an off in this one carbon, five different kizayisim eat. It made five different ways. One kezias was broiled, one was cooked, one was pot roasted. So for that, yichayiv five different asham milas. And that's the shalom Rabbi Yeshua holds. The same thing would be by Neisser also. If you have five different kabonis, and from each one of them you eat a kezias of Neisser, you'd also be chayiv five chatois. And that's Rabbi Kiva Agdin says no. He holds that by Neisser you only chayiv one chatis. It's only a special chumra by Mila, because like it says in the Mishnah, Mila has chumras to it, that even if you just might see Mila without even eating it, you chayiv. So therefore it's only a chumra by Mila, not by a Neisa. Yeah. Nothing more, the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says like this, Ashalti es Rabbi Leza, yes Rabbi Leza, shal like this, what's going to be, B'oysa melochas harbei, b'shavosas harbei, mi'ein meloch achas. Like let's say the last 10 Shabbosim, this person, each Shabbos did a different malacha of the same av. He did different toldas. He did oysa malachas har, a lot of malachas, in the last few Shabbosim, miyem malachas, meaning all different toldas of the same av. So there's an av, let's say, of planting. So he watered it, he pruned it one Shabbos, he did different toldas of the same av in a few different Shabbosim. He did them all, the helamachas is one forgetting. We'll still see what that means. It means all the time he forgot these malachas were also. It's the one shayvi, one helama. So now, what's the locha? Chayiv achas akulim, is he chayiv only one chatas on all the averis he did? Or he chayiv akolachas viachas? Maybe no, on every aver he did, he's chayiv another chatas. That's the shayla. Omar lois, he said back to him, yes, chayiv akolachas viachas. For every single Shabbos, like every aver he did, every Shabbos, he's chayiv another chatas. And they said, Mikal v'chayim, how the Kal v'chayim? O man nida, madach of a man lives with his wife and nida five different times. Shame very to exercise harbor, they're not allowed halachas by nida. There's one issue, you're not allowed to live with a nida. Still, we had before, shame with exercise harbor, b'chatzoy is harbor, chayav v'kolachas v'yachas. You chayiv every time you live with your wife to need the yechayiv. Yeah. Rashi says, chayiv akol biyabiyah belamachas kudyam Rab Lezer liyeh, like Rab Lezer said. We had before that was Rab Lezer shita, that bo'alev, a chozer bo'alev, you live with her, one after another, for each biyah you chayiv a separate chattis, even though it's with one forgetting. So samaduch by nida, Rab Lezer all yechayiv each one separately, is so Shabbos. Sheyesh po tzitzeres harbe, there are a lot of different halachas by Shabbos. There are 39 novas halachas by Shabbos. Or misas harbe, for each one yechayiv misa. Is the aim of din, isn't it a sword to say, she yechayiv halachas viachas? That for every Shabbos, the fact you did a different malacha, a different told of the same av, avada for each Shabbos, you should be chayiv another chattis. That's what they said back to the Kiva. Or Ma'atilos, the Kiva said back to them, no. In Amata, Benida, Shiyesh, Bosh, Teyazors, Atenida may be still different, because Benida, both are chayiv, the man and the lady. Shehu Muzer ala Nida, Vianida Musaros alav. That's why maybe they're both, there's a chattis for each Avera. Because both of them are Muzer, it's a more chamadik Avera maybe. But the Yom of Shabbos, Shein Bel Azor Ach, there's only one Azor, just for the man that's doing it. There's no second party being over the Easter chattis also. So maybe that's different. Such a sword. We'll see the Gemara what kind of sword this is. Omelie, they said back to me, no, what's going to be habola ketanis yechiv? If a man lives with a ketana, that she's a nida. Shein b'el azarachat, only the man is chayiv, not the girl, she's a ketana. The chayiv akolachas biachas, still yechayiv fiji biya. So he said back, amatlo, if he said back, still there's no proof from that. And amatlo, the ketana is, even though what the man lives with a ketana, but she's a nida, the man is chayiv chattis, is Shafa P. Shein Blachshav, even though right now she's not Chayav Diktano, because she's not a Baronchin, but Yesh Pol Yachas Man, but once she becomes a Gedola, then she will be Chayav, she'll be Chayav Liachas Man. Mashenke, and Tiyama B'Shabbos, Shein Blachshav, will Liachas Man, there's never a time that a second party is Chayav, like Shabbos is not Chayav, is only the one that does the Melachis. So, Avada, the Chilah between Shabbos and Nidus, that's what Bekiva said. Oh, Malay, the Chom said back to him, no. Habol abeimot yechiyah, the man lives with the behemah. The what, that the man is chayiv and not the behemah, the behemah has no chiyiv misa. Or ma'atilov, he said back to him, habehemah to Shabbos and echanami, habehemah would be just like Shabbos. So Reb Akiva holds, just like by Shabbos, he wants to say, yoni chayiv one, who would him by behemah also, if a man lives with the behemah, a few times, one after another, behelah machas, with one forgetting, and echanami, according to Reb Akiva, only be chayiv one chattis. So that's Reb Akiva's svarim, that by Shabbos, since Lamaisa only your chayiv, nobody else, so since it was done, the Helamachas, you only chayiv one. And the Chum answered back no, and said no, they held your chayiv on every Shabbos for Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Michael Boyle, what was the shayla of Rabbi Kiva? E Shabbos is kaguf and damim, was the shayla the fact you do it every Shabbos, each Shabbos like a different guf? Viloy, or maybe no? Even though you did the same look, like over every Shabbos, I don't care. Even though it's done a different Shabbos, it's not called a separate goof. It was at the Shaila, Oiloi, Boy Minei. If so, if that was the Shaila, the boy of Kiva should ask like this. Hois, like you were asking. Let the Gemara ask, Hois, some loch achas. The person did one malocha, but Shabbos is harbe. Like the last five Shabbos, and he used to water the grass every Shabbos. Are you chayiv one chattis or five chattis? It was only a shayla, since every Shabbos is a new day. Is it called like the new chiv or not? So it could have been the shayla with the same locha. Elo the Gemara is like this. V'lodei melochis. Rebbe Kiva's shayla was, if a guy does different toldos, he covers damyon. Is it considered like the same av or not? V'loi, that's a shayla. If you do the same av over and over again, you only chayiv once. But since you did different toldos, maybe different toldos is mechayiv you. To the most, and so, if you like, boimenei, that was the shayla, then you boimenei, should ask a shayla like this. Hoysa melochas harbei mein melochas achas b'shabbos. A person does a few different toldos of the same mouth on one Shabbos. That should be the shayla. On the same Shabbos, you do two different toldos of the same mouth. Are you chayiv one, are you chayiv twice? So, what was your Kiva's question? So, most of the Amar Rav said like this. Amri de Rav, that they're in the best measures, they said, Tati boy meneg. Rabbi Kiva really asked two questions. Shabbos is kaguf and dami, that was one shayla. Is Shabbos called like a different guf? Viloi, boy meneg. That was one shayla. The fact he did the melacha every Shabbos, is each Shabbos called like a different guf? Or nu chiv or not? It was all the helamachas. A second shaila was, for lodim lochas kum lochas damyin. Oiloi, if we do a few toldos to the same hour, we chayiv twice the one. So he has two shalos really Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, b'shabos hechim ibon, what was the shal of Shabbos? It was talking about shigugah Shabbos, the guy forgot today was Shabbos, but lodim lochas, you know lochas are also. He just forgot today was Shabbos. So he did the melacha today, and he did the melacha next Shabbos also. So the Gemara says, what's the yeshayla? Pshit lei for sure, to yavim shemitayim have yediyah. That in between, from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, for sure you realize that Shabbos passed by. And the sure is called like a new yediyah, so that you should be chayiv, or a separate chattis, be Shabbos. If that's yeshayla, if Shabbos kugufan dami, it was one shaygeg. Like stam, you forgot today was Shabbos, so by next Shabbos, for sure you know, today was Shabbos passed by, so why do you should be chayiv every Shabbos separately? The Chitalon, the Yom Shabbatam, have your deal, Lechalik. Now, Elomai was Vizodin Shabbat, case was maybe the guy knew today was Shabbos. Just Shigugoth Malachis. He forgot this Malach was us, Udibor, that was a Shaila. Eka Gufan Damien, so really it's one forgetting. With one forgetting, he did this Malach in the last five Shabbos, and we said he watered the grass, he cut off the grass, so he the last five Shabbos, and he did the same Malach. With a Shigugah, he didn't know it was also. So the Shailu is now, if you would have done it all on one Shabbos, you only chayiv once. Now we did it a few Shabbos, and as each Shabbos could guf dom yenat. That's the Shailu. The boy minei, he could guf and dom, except the guf, I lie. I do it maybe no. That's one Shailu, that's one way to learn the Shailu. I do it maybe, Zodah and Shabbos, if you knew today was Shabbos. The Shigugoth, Melochus. And this, he didn't know the Melochus was also... Pshitalon, then for sure to Gufan Damien, every Shabbos for sure you have another Chattis. Since each Shabbos is a new day, so Pshit is called like the new Guf, maybe then for sure you have. That wasn't the Shaila. What was the Shaila then? The Shikaga Shabbos, where the guy maybe forgot today was Shabbos. The Zodah Melochas, and he did the Melochas, he knew Melochas were also. Just he forgot today was Shabbos. Maybe who did Borbina? That was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. And the Shaila Taker is, the Yavim Shemitayim, have you deal a Chalak Olai? How good for the Kiva Shaila? The days in between, like from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, do we say that for sure he realized in between the Shabbos passed by? And if he forgets again, the next Shabbos is called the new Halam, a new forgetting? Or maybe no, a guy doesn't realize it in between, it's called one of the forgetting. Maybe that's the Shaila. So that's the Shaila exactly what was Rabbi Kiva Safik. So when it says, Omar Rabba says like this. Omar Rabba learns that Mistar with the Svar is, that Rabbi Kiva Shaila was Shigugah Shabbos.